The Sun. The sun has been observed and worshipped throughout much of human history. One of the first known monuments to the sun was built in Newgrange, Ireland, more than 5,000 years ago. One of the first sun gods was Shamash of Babylonia, who was the all-seeing, all-knowing eye of justice. Later, the Egyptians believed that the sun was the god Ra, who would sail across the sky by day in a boat. But over the millennia, scientists have determined that the sun is a big ball of gas, mostly hydrogen, helium, and traces of other gases. It is 93 million miles from the Earth, has a mass of 2 million trillion trillion tons, and about 1 million Earths could fit inside. The sun produces its energy because the tremendous pressure, about 500 billion pounds per square inch, at its core causes hydrogen to fuse into helium. This is nuclear fusion. During the process, some matter is converted into energy and released. Astronomers estimate that 5 million tons of matter are being converted into energy every second, which in turn creates a solar energy output of 4 times 10 to the 26 watts. Just 1 second of the energy from the sun could run everything on Earth for a million years, easily. Given the total mass of the sun and energy output, scientists figure that the sun has been burning by nuclear fusion for about 4.5 billion years and will continue to do so for another 5 billion years. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.